One man. Hello there, retro chums, and welcome to the 10th episode of One Man and His Mic. This show is devoted to 8-bit movie tie-in games, and the idea to do a movie-themed show came from CPZ Zone forum member Cholo. Thanks, matey. Let's start off with a trip back to the future. With the soundtrack from the third game in the trilogy. This is the theme by Maniac of Noise Charles Deanon, from the Commodore 64 version of the game.
When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're gonna see some serious shit.
Are you telling me that you built a time machine? Out of a DeLorean?
And now let's travel back in time to 1984. Hair was big, clothes were bad, music was great, and Eddie Murphy was funny. Here's the Amstrad CPC theme from Beverly Hills Cop. The game was pants, unfortunately, but the music was cool. This track was requested by Brit Nostalgic and DJ Eval from the CPZ Zone forum. The Man with the Hat is back! To celebrate the fourth Indiana Jones movie being released in cinemas this month, I just had to include a track from one of the indie games. Here's the theme from the Spectrum 128 version of Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade by Mark Tate.
I came here to save you! Oh yeah? And who's gonna come to save you, Junior?
Thank you.
A tune from one of my favourite 80s comedy movies now.
Ghostbusters!
The Commodore 64 received the best soundtrack out of all the 8 bits, but it sounds a bit chuggy now, so I've decided to play you the Data Hits version instead. Data Hits was an odd little tape released by Mupados and W.H. Smiths back in 1986. It featured your 5 fave game themes in full fantastic stereo dance mix form, which were, in actual fact, the original SID tunes, with extra drums from the Tron Digidrum and synth FWABS, courtesy of the Commodore Sound Expander. Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
Let's have some music from the Star Wars trilogy now. And I mean the original trilogy, the good one. Not the new one with that giant orange Rastafarian rabbit in it.
How rude!
I've decided to use music from the Amstrad CPC version of the game, as it kind of reminds me of the original arcade music.
I've just about had enough of you. Go that way. You'll be malfunctioning within a day, you nearsighted scrap pile. And don't let me catch you following me, begging for help, because you won't get it.
Thank you.
possibility of successfully navigating an asteroid field is approximately 3,720 to 1.
Never tell me the odds.
If you only knew the power of the dark side.
Is somebody that's shaken but not stirred.
Bond, James Bond.
One of the better 8-bit Bond games was License to Kill, which featured stirring soundtracks from David Whittaker. This one goes out to Brit Nostalgic from the CPC Zone forum.
His ass.
Oh, Tim, you are kinky.
It's time for one of the best soundtracks produced for an 8-bit movie tie-in, in my humble opinion. I'm going to play you the awesome in-game theme from the Commodore 64 version of Rambo First Blood Part 2 by one of the legendiest legends of Legendland, Martin Galway. And this track was recorded from Martin's very own SID chip.
For techno buffs who are listening...
You know there's more men out there. You know where they are. Find them, or I'll find you.
Rambo rules. The next tune is from the cunningly licensed Blade Runner game. It must have cost too much to license the actual movie, so CRL licensed the Vangelis soundtrack instead, although the game is still based on the film, and is a bit rubbish. Anyway, I found a very nice cover of the Blade Runner opening theme on the Commodore 64, so I'll play you that, followed by the music from the Amstrad CPC version of the game.
A new life awaits you in the off-world color. The chance to begin again in a golden land of opportunity and adventure.
They don't advertise for killers in a newspaper. That was my profession. Ex-cop. Ex-Blade Runner. Ex-killer.
A nice piece of Jonathan Dunn music from the Spectrum 128 now. This is from the game based on the Arnie-tastic movie Total Recall. It's not actually a cover of the excellent Jerry Goldsmith film score, but it's a great tune nonetheless.
If I'm not me, who the hell am I?
Thank you. out of the case and stick it up your nose. Get your ass to Mars. Get your ass to Mars. Get your ass to Mars.
Take a teaspoon of Ali Sheedy, a dose of Steve Guttenberg, garnish with a cutesy army robot gone mad, and what do you have? Short Circuit, of course. Martin Galway tackled the soundtrack for the Commodore 64 version of the game with great gusto, and spent 4 weeks working on the music, which only received a disappointing 76% for sound in Zap 64. Here's the title tune from the game, once again recorded from Martin's very own SID chip.
Beautiful Stephanie! Five alive! Need input! Disassemble number 5. Little fart of a robot is beginning to give me the red ass.
And we go from a robot to a cyborg. Half man, half machine, all cop. Ocean Software made a fortune from their RoboCop license, so they quickly snaffled the rights to the sequels. The Amstrad CPC version of RoboCop 2 was only released on cartridge and featured excellent graphics and presentation. The music, which I believe was by Matthew Cannon, was great too, and the cartridge version featured a cool extended version of the RoboCop theme. This is another request from Brit Nostalgic.
Jane, let's step outside.
Behave yourselves!
Thank you for not smoking.
Another violent movie tie-in was Death Wish 3. Licensed by Gremlin Graphics and based on the third film in the series that starred the late great Charles Bronson. The Death Wish films were directed by ex-fatty Michael Winner, who is now probably more well known for starring in the Eshaw commercials, which were very bloody annoying.
Calm down, dear.
Ben Daglish delivered a great tune for the 8-bit versions of Death Wish 3, and here's the music from the Spectrum 128 version, which was requested by Kissanth. a tune from one of my all-time favourite movies now. The original Highlander featured the immortal Conor MacLeod from the Clan MacLeod battling through the ages with other immortals for the prize. The movie spawned various rubbish sequels, a TV series that I never watched, and even an animated series. The game that was released by Ocean to tie in with the original movie was absolute shite, but Martin Galway once again saved the day with a cracking cover of one of the Queen songs from the soundtrack.
There can be only one.
They'll never get caught. They're on a mission from God. Who are? The Blues Brothers, of course. The first madcap musical adventure to feature Jake and Elwood hit the cinemas in 1980, but the game from Titus didn't arrive on home computers until 1991. Here's one of the tunes from the Amstrad CPC version, as requested by Richardo Mark II from the CPC's own forum.
Are you the police?
No, ma'am. We're musicians.
Thank you.
sunglasses. Hit it.
War. Huh. What is it good for? Great movies and fun computer games for starters. Ocean delivered a very polished game based on various scenes from the Oliver Stone movie Platoon. Interestingly, the Commodore 64 featured excellent soundtracks by Jonathan Dunn, and the Spectrum 128 and Amstrad CPC versions featured the same tunes, but the music was done by David Whittaker. Here's the level 1 in-game tune from the Spectrum 128 version, and this was requested by Cholo and Kissanth, denizens of the CPZ Zone forum. Those pesky critters, the Gremlins, starred in two movies, both of which were great fun. And Gizmo was so cute! Eee-wee. But not as cute as Phoebe Cates. Three games based on the Gremlins movies were released on the Commodore 64. A puzzly collect-em-up from Atari Soft, Gremlins the Adventure from Adventure International, and a platformy arcade romp was released by Elite to tie in with Gremlins 2. Mark Cooksey handled the music for Gremlins 2 and delivered a suitably frantic tune. We'll be right back. Another request now. Brit Nostalgic wanted to hear the music from the Amstrad CPC version of Top Gun. I hadn't actually played the Amstrad version before and found it contained some very nice tunes based on music from the movie. The actual game is a pretty poor wobbly vector flight simulator, but it's quite good fun in two-player mode. At least Ocean made a better effort with the loading and get ready graphics for the Amstrad version, much better than the Speccy and Commodore 64 versions. Here's the get ready theme from the Amstrad version of the game.
I feel the need
for speed.
You're dangerous.
That's right.
Nice. Man, I am dangerous.
Dunna 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 Batman, the movie. Yep, it's another Ocean movie tie-in. And this one was a corker. All the 8-bits received a great game based on the Batman movie. The Amstrad actually received two great versions, with the cartridge version featuring a stunning loading screen, very similar to the Amiga version. Anyway, Brit Nostalgic and Cassanth the Mum wanted to hear some music from the game. So here's the level 5 in-game tune.
What are you?
I'm Batman.
Thank you.
to dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
And now it's
competition time.
Here's your chance to win a £40 gift voucher, which you can spend in the Binary Zone Interactive Retro Store. All you have to do is listen to the following montage of movie theme renditions recorded from the Commodore 64 and name as many of the films as you can. The person who emails the most right answers to kens@binaryzone.org will win. Competition closes on August 1st, 2008. Anton Deck had no involvement with this competition whatsoever.
No.
So how many of those film themes can you name? I've put a text file on the One Man and His Mic webpage that you can use to fill in your answers, and I've even filled in a few just to help you out. Head on over to binaryzone.org/podcast/ for more info about the compo and to download the text file. Right, I've just got time for one more movie theme now. It's from a game that's very famous for all the wrong reasons. It looks bad, it sounds bad, it plays even worse. It's E.T., the extra testicle, on the Atari 2600. No! I'm off to hide from this rubbishness. See you
in the future.
E.T. Video